Fish fingers baked in golden color. Knives dancing in a line. Singing a song of spoons. Stainless steel will protect you from getting old. A needle in your skin. Needle penetrating your skin. Without a tinge of blood. White blood splashes over when you cut the head of a rabbit. Red eyes turn black. Your eyes turn red. Green plant grows under the lake. It grows and grows till it reaches the surface of the lake. Breathing the air, breathing the water. The green plant changes its color when it touches the air. H2O, O2, questions. Writing on the orange peels, vitamin C is making your clothes white. I met a person on Facebook. I just turned on the computer one night. Blue screen popping up. And a white pop-up window opens. Hello. Hello. How do you do? How do you do? Have I met you somewhere before? No. Okay. I sometimes start talking to people that I don't really know. It's quite refreshing. Oh, so you do this regularly? Well, not so regular, but time to time. Okay. Is there any category of people you choose to talk to? Yeah, sort of. I'm interested in magic, fairy tales, and imagination. I'm quite honored to be selected as your chat partner. So, what do you do? I'm a cartoon artist. Cool. Can I see some of your cartoons somewhere? You can check them out on my photos. Then I open up his photos box. I see his cartoons. They're pretty darkish. Pop-like. Lots of naked women. So, yeah. You're a very good drawer. Oh, thanks. And so what do you do? I'm still studying. What do you study? Something like art? Oh, really? I just broke up with my partner I've been going out with for 2 years. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What happened? I don't know. It's a mystery. I think we shouldn't be emotionally too much involved in love at all. At all. At all. Yeah, but... I don't know what to say to that. What are all the people doing right now, at this moment, at this time of the day? Are you listening to me? Are you there? No, I thought radio was something very mysterious, magical thing. Just a voice coming out through the speaker is just so amazing. How can our voice travel through spaces? It's like a walking on one-way road, middle of nowhere, believing that there will be a village found somewhere and people living there. Although I always was a receiver of these signals most of the time, you know. Can you actually visualize me through my voice? Can you tell where I'm from? Well, yeah, you can tell that maybe I'm female. Maybe not too old. English speaking. So maybe not German. I went to a blind museum at Hanauer Landstrasse the other day. Have you been to this museum? If you haven't, maybe it's another step to, yeah, experience maybe something like radio, but more close by. This guide who was leading us through the darkness, he smelt of something quite sweet. Of course, I couldn't see his face. I only heard his voice. And his voice was, yeah, it was quite comforting. He kept on saying, come here, come here. It's quite crazy to walk in the darkness just following a voice, come here, come here, come here. And then, yeah, I started to see his face even though I couldn't see his face. Maybe through his voice and his smell. I imagined him to be a bit tall, dark-skinned, strong eyebrows. But where does this all come from? Does voice carry some kind of identity? Now I want to lead you into another space, if you can follow me. There's this big lake surrounded by green trees. Yeah, just you only see your feet and maybe your swinging arms, and you walk towards the lake. Trees are standing next to you. They grow taller as you go closer to the lake. You see the weeds growing inside the lake. You take off your pants and shirts and then try to go into the lake. But then the lake is not made out of water. You cannot go in. So you start walking on the lake. So you cross the lake. You're right in the middle of the lake. It's like thin ice that is completely transparent. But it will never break. And you walk to the other end of the lake. Then you see this huge bird, you know. It's pink. It has the shape of a beak that looks like shoes. Huge wooden shoes. Quite traditional shoes, maybe. And then the bird opens its arms. Looks like wings. And then you start to wonder, is that bird really there? So you go next to the bird and you try to stroke the feather. And you touch the bird, and the bird turns into ashes. It crashes down. Only the beak that looks like shoes are left. So you wear those shoes. And you walk through the forest with those shoes. And you start to float. Because the shoes are floating. You walk through the trees. Yeah, trees start to bend towards you, so you can stroke them as well. But then you decided to come down to the ground again. And then you take off your shoes, bury them, and then you go on.
Adulthood, the definition of an adult is having arrived at maturity. Adulthood, the definition of an adult is having arrived at maturity. Adulthood, the definition of an adult. Adulthood, the definition of an adult. Adulthood, the definition of an adult is having arrived at maturity. Adulthood, the definition of an adult is having arrived. Adulthood, the definition of an adult is having arrived. Adulthood, the definition of an adult is having arrived at maturity. Around the world, 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 many cultures celebrate the passage from childhood to adulthood with their own unique coming of age ceremony. Around the world, many cultures celebrate the passage from childhood to adulthood. Around the world, many cultures celebrate the passage from childhood to adulthood with their own unique coming of age ceremony. As children grow older, the wave of rapid growth in the frontal lobes responsible for all that organization and planning slows down, not picking up again until much later in adolescence into early adulthood. Bipolar disorder typically develops in late adolescence or early adulthood and continues throughout life. By adulthood, he had achieved each goal. Clearly, he was, simply, a child, even in his adulthood. Each person throughout childhood and into early adulthood develops morals that are individually theirs. Eventually, they enter adulthood and the workforce. Families also face pressures during the transition from childhood to adulthood.
Few people nowadays are able to maintain friendships into adulthood.
From the thousands of eggs laid, only a small number of salmon reach adulthood. From the thousands of eggs laid, only a small number of salmon reach adulthood.
From the thousands of eggs, 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 from the thousands of eggs laid, only a small number of from the thousands of eggs laid, only a small number of salmon reach adulthood.
Hair color may also change by early adulthood. Hair color may also change by early adulthood. Hair color may hair color may also change. Hair color may also change by hair color may also change by early adulthood. Hearing is another change that occurs during middle adulthood. Hearing is another change that hearing is another change that occurs during middle adulthood. Hearing is another change that occurs during middle adulthood.
It is also possible for the disease to show up first in adulthood. It is also possible for the disease to show up first in adulthood. It is also possible for the disease to show up. It is also possible for the disease to show up. It is also possible for the disease to show up first in adulthood.
He addressed many of the issues that arise from infancy to adolescence to adulthood. He addressed many of the issues that he addressed many of the issues that arise from infancy to adolescence to adulthood. It is just another depressing side of 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 adulthood. It is just another depressing. 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 It is just another depressing side of adulthood. It's easy. First, we can count how many years it takes them to reach adulthood. Then we can guess their lifespans. It's easy. It's easy. It's easy.
Many young children in such countries will never see adulthood. Many young children in such countries will never see adulthood. Many young children in such countries will never see. Many young children in such countries. Many young children in. Many young children in such countries will never see adulthood.
Reaching adulthood, she is now.
We've only just begun to live. White lace and promises. A kiss for luck and we're on our way.
We've only begun.
Reaching adulthood, she is now being transferred to an reaching adulthood. She is now being transferred to reaching adulthood. She is now being transferred to an adult maximum security prison. Reaching adulthood, she is now being transferred to an adult maximum security prison.
Sizable personality disorder typically begins in early adulthood and may endure throughout life. Sizable personality disorder typically begins in early adulthood and may endure throughout life. Sizable personality disorder. Sizable personality disorder typically begins in. Sizable personality disorder typically be. Sizable personality. Sizable personality disorder typically begins in early adulthood. Sizable personality disorder typically begins in early adulthood and may endure throughout life.
Some heart defects may be minor early in life but cause problems in adulthood. Some heart defects may be minor early in life but cause problems in adulthood. Sometimes they aren't even discovered until adulthood. The problem is for hope to survive into adulthood. The same feeling he had as a child is not the same in adulthood. Their friendship changes over time from youth to adulthood. There are characteristics of each division of adulthood. Then poof, one day magically it happens, we have reached the pinnacle of adulthood. To enter adulthood, girls must be relieved of their male part, the clitoris. Brownlee, 1994.
but life still goes on. I can't get used to living without, living without, living without you by my side. I don't want to live alone. Hey, God knows.
Well, and his father and mother never needs to worry about saving to buy a bicycle. To him, adulthood is a time of wealth. Wherever most kids survive to adulthood, women stop having so many. With a rare humor and spirit, an ordinary man struggles deep. Into adulthood. Of the clone puppies that were born, 1 in 5 didn't survive to adulthood. Ludwig had 7 brothers and sisters, but only 3, including himself, survived to adulthood.
How are you doing that?
It's a magic carpet.
It's lovely.
You don't want to go for a ride, do you? We could get out of the palace, see the world.
Is it safe?
Sure, do you trust me?
What?
Do you trust me?
Yes.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew. But when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with you.
Now I'm in a whole new world.
Those heavens, there are some worlds much like hell. Our planet is, in comparison, much like a heaven. But the gates of heaven and hell are adjacent and unmarked. The earth is a lovely and more or less placid place. Things change, but slowly. You can lead a full life and never encounter anything in the way of a natural catastrophe more violent than a storm. And so we become complacent, relaxed, unconcerned. But in the history of the solar system, and even in human history, there are clear records of extraordinary and devastating catastrophes. We humans have now achieved the dubious distinction of being able to make our own major catastrophes, both intentional and inadvertent. On the landscapes of other planets, where the records of the past are better preserved, there is abundant evidence of major catastrophes. It's all a matter of time scale. An event which is improbable in 100 years may be inevitable in 100 million. But even on the Earth, in this century, there have been bizarre natural events. In remote central Siberia, there was a time when the Tungus people told strange tales of a giant fireball that split the sky and shook the earth. They told of a blast of searing wind that knocked down people and whole forests. It happened, they said, on a summer's morning in the year 1908. In the late 1920s, L.A. Kulik, a Soviet scientist, organized expeditions to try and solve the mystery. He built boats to penetrate this trackless land, snowbound in winter, a swampy morass in summer. Eyewitnesses told of a ball of flame larger than the sun that had blazed across the sky 20 years before. Kulik assumed a giant meteorite had struck the earth. He expected to find an enormous impact crater and rare meteorite fragments chipped off some distant asteroid. However, at ground zero, Kulik found upright trees stripped of their branches, but not a trace of the meteorite or its impact crater. He was deeply puzzled, but he thought perhaps there were meteorite fragments buried in the swampy ground. So he set about digging trenches and pumping out the water, but the expected meteoritic rock and iron was nowhere to be found. Undaunted, Kulik went on to make a thorough survey, despite the swarms of insects and other hardships, because he had discovered something that, in his own words, exceeded all the tales of the eyewitnesses and my wildest expectations. For more than 20 kilometers in every direction from ground zero, the trees were flattened radially outward like broken matchsticks. There must have been a powerful explosion several kilometers above the ground. The pressure waves spreading out at the speed of sound has been reconstructed from barometric records at weather stations across Siberia, through Russia, and on into Western Europe. Dust from the explosion reflected so much sunlight back to Earth that people could read by it at night in London, 10,000 kilometers away. This really remarkable occurrence is called the Tunguska event. But what was it? Well, perhaps, some scientists have suggested, it was a chunk of antimatter from space, annihilated on contact with the ordinary matter of the Earth, disappearing in a flash of gamma rays. But the radioactivity that you'd expect from matter-antimatter annihilation is to be found nowhere at the impact site. Or, perhaps, other scientists have suggested, it was a mini black hole from space which impacted the Earth in Siberia, tunneled its way through the solid body of our planet, and plunged out the other side. But the records of atmospheric shock waves give not a hint of something booming out of the North Atlantic later that day. Or maybe, other people have speculated, it was a spaceship of some unimaginably advanced extraterrestrial civilization in desperate mechanical trouble crashing in a remote region of an obscure planet.
Yeah, enough from the internet. I was imagining to have something ready for 1 hour, but let's hear the rain.
to ride it. I love to make love to it too. So feed the horse. And I love my girls. I love them big on the top, big on the bottom too. Feed the horse. I want to make love to them. I want them to scream my name. So I say, feed the horse. I want to ride them. I want to make them ride me.
asking to be born. Dance me through the curtains that our kisses have outworn. Raise a tent of shelter now, though every thread is torn. Dance me to the end of love. To the end of love, dance me to the end of love, dance me to the end of love.
This song actually affected my roommate's dream. She danced with this song with her lover. And I wondered how sound affects the place where we are in the dreams and who we meet. I had one dream when I was younger. Maybe I think I was like 12 or something. And this was this dream that I would wake up again and then again, and each layer of dream would become more real. And I was like, oh, I cannot identify which is real and which is dream. And I was really feeling the panic because I couldn't get out of the dream. And then this... No, the last part was that I woke up on my bed and I was sweating. And then I think it was Sunday morning. And then I hear the telephone rings. So I got up and picked up the phone. And then the phone says, "This is the national holiday. Please put up the flag." And that's the part where the reality, the sound, was integrated with my phone. I guess that's it for now. The last song comes. About the national flag. This happened when I was in Korea, living in this apartment, 19th floor. And we have speakers in the apartments. Every household has a speaker. And on national holidays, the guard would inform us to put up the flag because it's national holiday. In South Korea, yes, not North.
We'll be right back. please roll the dice up. That, please roll the dice up, 1, 2. Please roll the dice up, 1, 2. Please roll the, that. I devi da ti stabila di lì. A goya, nešto bi uradili. Kođi ti, hoće da mi voleš bi. A goya, roll the dice, roll the dice. Radili, ja šta bi trebala. Ama vi, mene ne razumi. Ajde sam, ja ću tebe voli. Yeah. Roll the dice, so why can't you? Ja ću tebe voli. Please roll the dice, I want to. Please roll the dice, I want to. Roll the dice, so I can. Please roll the dice, I want to. Please roll the please roll the dice, I want to. Yeah. From the choices I've been making and the voices I've been faking, don't understand what we tend to fight. I got no reasons, pure delight. Tangled up in a whip of disguise, my tongue was killed by the whip and the lies. Got this feeling, want to break. Roll the dice, so why can't you? Roll the dice, so why can't you? Roll the dice, so why can't you please roll the dice? I want to
roll it for me too.
So I've been telling you once, and I've been doing it twice. Never been thinking this could be. Yeah, be volila, radili, yeah, da bi trebala. So why can't